Page 90. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article. What problem does the article describe? Why is it serious? What are the possible causes? Where did all the bees go?
The majority of people probably don't pay much attention to bees, except perhaps on the rare occasion that they're stung by one. However, that all changed with the publication of numerous articles several years ago, which reported a strange phenomenon called colony collapse disorder, CCD. Beekeepers had been opening their hives only to discover that many of their bees had mysteriously disappeared, and suddenly beekeeping became a hot news topic. According to the reports, some beekeepers had lost more than 70% of their bee colonies, and commercial beekeepers even reported losses of up to 90%. It was an alarming discovery, considering that bees pollinate over 90 of America's flowering crops, including avocados, cucumbers, and soybeans, as well as a range of fruit crops from apples to cranberries and kiwis. This is the biggest general threat to our food supply, said agricultural scientist Kevin Hackett. He has a point. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, approximately one-third of our diet comes from plants that are pollinated by insects, and the honeybee is responsible for about 80% of that pollination. A Cornell University study estimated that bees pollinate more than $14 billion worth of U.S. seeds and crops annually. One example is the lucrative billion-dollar U.S. almond crop, which accounts for over 70% of the world's commercial production of almonds, and which is entirely dependent on honeybees. It is estimated that the almond crop alone would need about 1.5 million hives, roughly two-thirds of the colonies in the U.S., to produce a successful harvest. U.S. farmers were not the only ones facing this problem. A similar decline in the bee population was reported in Canada, Brazil, and parts of Europe. Researchers worldwide started looking for answers, and a range of theories for the losses soon emerged. One theory was that the bees were dying from a virus, a parasite, or a fungus infection. Other theories blamed poor bee nutrition, pesticides, and cell phone radiation. It was also suggested that bees are simply stressed because they are now raised to survive a shorter off-season and work more intensively than ever before. Since the total number of beehives has dropped by a quarter and the number of beekeepers has fallen by half, demand for beekeeping services has pushed up farmers' costs. The cost of renting a hive rose from $55 to $135 in 3 years. Many more beekeepers now travel across the country with their colonies, trucking some tens of billions of bees with them to pollinate crops. Others have started importing bees to keep up with demand. None of these solutions, however, really addresses the underlying problem. A solution needs to be found, because without bees, our food supply is threatened and our very survival is at stake. So the critical question remains not only what caused the disappearance of the bees, but what can we do about this terrible loss?